best causes of afflictions. Item 7. Sufferings due to causes prior to the present existence, as well as those which originate from present causes, are frequently the consequences of errors which have been committed. That is to say, through the action of a rigorously distributive justice, we come to suffer what we have made others suffer. If we have been hard and inhumane, we may be treated with harshness and inhumanity. If we were too full of pride, we may be born in humble circumstances. If we have been miserly, selfish, or made bad use of our riches, we may find ourselves deprived of the necessary means of survival. If we have been a bad son or daughter, we may suffer from the behavior of our children. It is only through the plurality of existences and the destiny of the planet as a world of atonement, which it now is, that we can explain the abnormalities in the distribution of happiness or unhappiness amongst good and bad alike. Nevertheless, these abnormalities exist only in appearance, due to the fact that they are considered solely from the point of view of the present. If we elevate ourselves by means of thought in such a way as to see a succession of existences, we will perceive that to each one is given what is deserved, after taking into consideration that which was gained in the spiritual world. Only then does it become apparent that God's justice is uninterrupted. Man must never forget that he finds himself in an inferior world to which he is confined, due exclusively to his imperfection. Each time he suffers a vicissitude, he must remember that if he belonged to a more advanced world, the things would not happen, and that it depends on himself alone to see that he never returns to this world by working harder to improve himself. Item 8. Tribulations may be imposed on spirits who are ignorant or who have become hardened in order to induce them to make a choice with knowledge of what they are doing. Repentant spirits who wish to repay the evil they have committed and who desire to behave better are free to make their own choice. Such was the understanding of one spirit who, after having failed to complete a task, asked to be allowed to repeat it so as not to lose the benefit of his work. Therefore, tribulations are at the same time atonements for the past, for which we receive the deserved retribution, and also tests relating to the future, which are preparing. We offer thank God, who, in His goodness, helps men to repay his debt and does not irrevocably condemn the first fault.